Oh, now we have listeners. Hey guys, I'm Zach.
And I'm Liz.
And this is
My Favorite
Burger. My Favorite Burger. Was that good?
We're working on it.
Hi, thanks for letting me put that comforter in the dryer.
Of course.
It takes forever. And so now I'll dry it and then I have to go and then like tussle with it and get the backside dry. I don't know.
You do like an active tumble dry, like you tumble with it?
I have to then tumble it after it's been tumbled.
Do you go to like a field?
No, it's just in my creepy basement.
I saw a current headline about an Olsen twin this morning. Ooh. And the reason I like it is you can't tell if it's real or if it's okay. Like what The Onion would say about them.
Right, right.
It's like, so it's from page 6 and it says, Ashley Olsen goes hiking with a blank in one hand and a blank in the other.
Wait, but was this from a while ago? Is it a drink in one, a beer in one hand and a knife in the other, or a machete or something?
It's from July. I don't know why I saw that today. It says July.
I remember it from July.
It's a drink and a machete. Anyway, maybe she did it twice.
Maybe.
Whew.
They were like on a hike.
Yeah.
With machetes.
Yeah.
And beers.
Pretty chill. Well, which one of the Olsen twins still needs to answer for Heath Ledger?
Ooh. So I have a 50-50 shot. I'm going to say it was Mary-Kate.
I don't know, but...
I don't know either.
One of them owes us answers.
But it was so strange because so his housekeeper found him, didn't call the police, immediately called her,
yes.
Whichever one.
Right. Why did the person who found Heath Ledger dead, RIP, why did that person know to call an Olsen twin?
Maybe that was their protocol. They were like, anything goes wrong, call that one of the Olsens.
That's never been my protocol.
No, well, we should establish a protocol. Please call the ambulance first.
And then Mary-Kate.
Then Mary-Kate.
Last resort, Ashley. Although Ashley's got her machete. Maybe call Ashley.
Yeah. I'm sure they should have like a twin line, right? Where you can call both at the same time?
Totally. It takes two.
Best movie ever.
I mean, it would have to be amazing to have its own reputation alongside Parent Trap. Like, it's a carbon copy, and it still is so good.
Right. So, was their dad Steve Guttenberg and their mom Kirstie Alley? Am I correct on that casting?
I think so. And then Kirstie Alley looks like an alternate reality version of the lady from Parent Trap. Lindsay Lohan's, like, babysitter.
Oh, yes,
right?
She does. Oh, that's so weird.
Chessie?
Yes.
Chessie?
Yes, I think it is.
And it's literally, it's sleepaway camp. It's twins separated at birth. It's rich parents swapping the twins. It's everything.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm kind of like thrown right now about Kirstie Alley with Look Who's Talking and Steve Guttenberg with Three Men and a Baby and Three Men and a Little Lady and Look Who's Talking, like 1, 2, 3, 4.
I like the one with the babies, I think.
I think that's the original Look Who's Talking, where she has the baby.
And the baby's talking.
Yeah.
Look. Kirstie Alley has become a Scientologist, but also, like, she tweets about the randomest shit at the randomest moments. Like, I remember when I was following the Gabby Petito case, like, Kirstie Alley got in the mix. Tweeting at news stations, being like, make sure you keep me updated.
Yeah, because she lives down there in Tampa with all that Scientology down there.
Oh, that's exactly what it was then. So she's down there doing Scientology and, like, searching for missing people, I guess. Look Who's Searching, too.
Look Who's Searching. She can get John Travolta involved with that. He's all Scientology, too.
Yeah, that's true. And Tom Cruise. Nicole Kidman got angry this week about someone asking her about Tom Cruise.
I saw that, and I thought the question was kind of weird. It's like, it is kind of like beating a dead horse. Like, it's like Jennifer Aniston's never having a baby. We're done with that. Nicole Kidman does not want to talk about her divorce with Tom Cruise.
Right.
Mary-Kate or Ashley Olsen doesn't want to talk about Heath Ledger anymore.
That's a horse I'll keep beating.
All right. Fair enough.
Look Who's Talking was babies. Look Who's Talking to was two babies. I don't even see the dog one listed. Was there a dog one?
Yeah, for sure. There has to have been three, right?
There's one called, yeah, Look Who's Talking Now is now. The dogs. Mm-hmm. And then there's one called Look Who's Laughing.
Really? They were like, talking's not funny anymore. Look Who's Silent Now. And it's a horror movie.
It's starring John Krasinski and Emily Blunt.
Yeah.
Who knew that The Quiet Place was Look Who's Talking 5?
Yes, it was Look Who's Talking 5, Look Who's Silent Now, or The Quiet Place. No, the one I haven't seen yet that I have to is the Jordan Peele.
Get Out, and then he did Us.
Get Out, yes. Yeah.
Both are really good. Get Out is better. Us is a more like traditional horror film where it's like probably scarier, but a bit less of a thinker.
It does seem scary. A family's serene beach vacation turns to chaos when their doppelgangers appear and begin to terrorize them. Ooh.
It's really scary. And what's her name? She's one of my favorite actresses. She's so good.
Oh, Lupita.
Yeah, Lupita Nyong'o. She's so good.
And I do like Elizabeth Moss.
Oh, yeah, me too. Another Scientologist. Today's topic is famous Scientologists. We've literally listed, like...
all the top ones.
Except for the ones that left already. Like, Leah Remini. Feel like we got to mention Katie Holmes.
Lauren Prepon.
Oh, she got out of there?
Yeah, she's left.
Oh, good. Good for her. If you're in Scientology and you're listening, please leave. I mean, don't leave the podcast. Please stay with us.
Just leave
and leave Scientology.
I feel like I've attempted a couple times to try and find out more about it, but it always is a little too wacky for me. So, but I'm a horrible person to talk any type of religion to because I'm like the most practical person in the world. Like I can't even believe that there's even aliens.
Oh, I believe in aliens, but I don't believe in gods.
Mm. Or ghosts? Do you think ghosts are real?
Definitely not in the traditional sense. Like, I don't think see someone who died, like, walking through your house.
No, okay. Because, like, sometimes, especially going from, like, fall to winter, I'll hear scratching, and I know it's mice, but I just say, please be a ghost, please be a ghost, please be a ghost, because I'd rather it be a ghost than a mouse.
Yeah, ghost mice are so much cuter. Recently, I moved from up north to down south. And so, like, the pests, if you will, that I see when I'm, like, driving through town, instead of seeing, like, a rat scurry across the street like I did up in, like, New York and Massachusetts, I see, like, beautiful, elegant white birds just, like, gliding across the street real quick. And, like, iguanas.
Well, I definitely don't see city rats the way that we used to, because that was disturbing. Now, I've only seen one, and I never want to call it, like, a wild mouse cute, but it wasn't that bad. It was definitely a country mouse.
What was it, wearing cufflinks or something?
It had a little bow tie and a party hat, and then I was like, are you wearing a monocle? I disturbed him when he was reading.
Of mice and men.
My apartment in the North End. It was such a death trap. I don't know. It was so sketchy. Like, supposedly the guy that owns the building is in jail. He's like a mafioso or something. And they wouldn't take a check. I have to like walk down the street and like give this like old man in this like room cash. And he'd like offer me a Kit Kat bar, and that's how I paid my rent.
That's very Boston's North End.
Yeah. And like my roommate was like, so this is how you pay your rent. And I was like, and we're just okay with this. Okay. All right.
Well, when I first moved into that neighborhood right down the street from you, one of my neighbors came up to me on the day I was moving in, like a 60-year-old man. And he said, all of these spots out here in front of your place, they say no parking. But if you need to park there one day, you just tell the cops you know me. And I was like, okay, don't need your name. Please never look mine up. Remember how my corner of that neighborhood literally was the intersection of a nursing home, a funeral parlor, and a cemetery?
Yeah.
So weird. So morbid.
Yeah, it was. It was like knocking on death's door.
Yeah, seriously. Very efficient urban planning.
Oh, God.
And an ice skating rink. Let's not forget.
My mom bought us ice skates one Christmas because we were like, let's do ice skating. So we like went down there. I was like picking the ice with my toe. Like I could hardly. And my sister was like skating backwards. I was like, who are you? Like, what happened? She's like, I can skate.
She's like, I, Tanya.
And I was like, what am I doing? Dragging myself on the ice. I was impressed.
We used to hang on the grass outside there.
Yeah, that was a cute spot over there by the water.
Yeah, it was nice. I feel like there was like historic ships that passed or just sat there.
Well, the U.S. Constitution and the U.S. Cass and Young were parked there.
Wow. So historic.
We went over once and we were like, oh, we're here to see the U.S. Constitution. And he was like, oh, sorry, we're not doing any tours today. And my sister and I, like, we lived across the street from it, basically. And we're like, we'll never come back. And the guy was like, but you can check out the U.S. Cass and Young. It was in World War II. And we were like, okay. And like went on that instead.
Oh, that's cool.
That was cool. And we were right. We never went back.
Did it like fight in any important battles or something?
I'm sure they were important. More my sister and I were just kind of climbing all over everything.
Yeah. I don't know about you, but there are boxes all over my apartment.
Wait, why?
Well, it's because I'm such a frequent patron of today's sponsor.
This episode of My Favorite Burger is brought to you by online shopping. From groceries to luxuries, they've got it all.
And honestly, you cannot beat the convenience. Next time you find yourself using online shopping, try entering savings code BURGER at checkout.
See what happens and enjoy.
Savings code subject to change.
Dependent on participation.
Potentially imaginary and
may no longer
be valid at time of listening.
Is saying porch pirate pejorative?
Not anymore. Have you seen the thing online that's like the KFC logo, but like talking about how the man looks like he's just a head, but really maybe he's a complete person?
No, I didn't see this. Oh, and then his tie is his like stick figure body?
See how his bow tie is his arms and legs. Can you ever unsee that?
No, never again. So funny.
It's so good.
It's his bobblehead.
Everyone Google KFC stick figure. You'll never see the KFC guy the same. Do you have an Apple Watch?
No, I have a Fitbit.
Oh, nice. I just got this for my birthday.
Oh, that's fine. That's a fun gift.
Yeah, I never got one before because I, like, couldn't figure out why I would want one.
Well, so, agreed. So, wait, sell me...
I'm still figuring out, like, which parts of it I like and which parts are useful. One really nice thing it did to me yesterday is I was, like, anxiety pacing. Mm-hmm. You know, like, just, like, pacing the apartment.
Yeah.
And it, like, vibrated and made, like, a happy tone. And it said, it looks like you're working out. I was like, you know what? It does look like I'm working out.
I thought I was going to say, it looks like you're freaking out. working.
It confused the two. I'm like really directionally challenged, and you can like set it to have the compass always on.
Wow.
And so I feel like I'm becoming more aware of like which way I'm facing.
That's good.
Like I'm facing south now, which means you're facing north.
Is it?
Well, like you on my screen.
Oh.
Should we tell our listeners our exact coordinates?
I think my house is easier to break into, so no.
Yeah. Oh my God, you know what I saw today? So I live in like a tall, high-rise condo building, and I was in my lobby getting my mail today, and I saw this woman pull up to my building in a taxi. She got out of the car with like two big suitcases, and she was greeted by a man who lives in my building. He grabbed her suitcases for her, and he said, "Honey, you look even better in person." And she said, "Thanks so much." And he said, "How was the flight?" And she said, "It was good." And they were like in the elevator, the doors were closing. And he was like, "How about me? How do I look in person?" And she said, "The same." The doors closed.
So the same is good.
If she liked him enough to fly here, right? Consistency might be a winning move.
Do you know him personally, or you could at least like...
I have a feeling she's getting to know him personally.
Hey, I think your tower's gonna be rocking tonight.
Did you know that they're built to sway in the wind?
I do. I do know about the sway in the wind thing, unfortunately, from a 9/11 documentary I watched.
Oh yeah, I watched that. Or
one of them.
I watched all of them.
One of the billion.
They were horrific.
You know.
Yeah, so if you see me wobbling, it's just my building. For some reason, now I'm facing southeast, when like a minute ago I was in the same spot and it was literally direct south, so I'm going to have to talk to Tim Cook again.
I'm doing it, we're both swaying back and forth.
No, I told you that's my building.
Oh, right. You're just being wobbly. Yeah, I didn't really do much with my time off. I washed the floor. But I don't know. I just had this time off, and now I'm kind of like putzing around doing nothing.
When you say wash your floor, did you do it with your...
Well, I did it first.
Okay.
Then I wet Swiffer swept it.
Okay.
Then I went over it with my Shark steamer.
Oh, wow.
And then I put on the new knee pads I bought, and I went down there with a sponge and a bucket.
Oh, my God.
It's
okay, wait. Yeah. Do you have the mop?
No, what? There's a mop?
So I have the that's a... vacuum and mop.
No.
By the way, Sam, bleep out this brand name until they sponsor us.
Yeah, definitely.
You're gonna love what the new one does.
Right. So you're saying then I can like be like get off dry vacuum mode and go into wet mop mode?
And my can remember what room it's in. So I can say like vacuum, but only vacuum the living room and kitchen right now. Or I can say like only vacuum the bathroom.
What?
Yeah.
I love you so much.
But yeah, I love my too. I know you don't have a cat, but I have two of them.
Oh, like
and
that.
They both have hairs that fall off of themselves.
Well, I will up your cat with my own head of hair, which also sheds a lot. And
it's really nice, right?
She handles it good. Yeah.
Do you hear us ranting and raving? Do you want to throw some money at this podcast? Please.
I talk to my... Do you talk to your...
Yes, if it's about to go somewhere where I don't want it to go, mm-hmm. I'll be like, no.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh my God, it's a robot vacuum. Yeah. But I also like apologize to garbage cans that I run into like daily. So
yeah.
Like, sorry, excuse me.
Like, oopsie, oh, not a person. My bad.
I'm like, sorry, I didn't see you coming that way. No, you go.
He's like, I live on this corner.
I'm like, after you. No, I insist.
Do you have Denny's? You have Denny's there?
I had Denny's on my birthday the other day because it was one of the only things open. Yeah. I mean, because we wanted to go there.
Oh, did you have a Moons Over My Hammy?
What's that?
Moons Over My Hammy was, I think, like, I think it was like a fried egg sandwich with ham, but it was like a grilled cheese.
It's a great pun.
It really is. Moons Over My Hammy. My sister and I like ate there at least once a week with her friend. The three of us would have dinner there.
I went to a really angry Denny's in Honolulu once. That was fun.
Oh.
They have good coffee.
Was that its theme?
It was the theme of our waitress.
Oh, okay. So we were obsessed with these two movies, Empire Records and The Craft. Did you ever watch those?
The Craft is Sandra and Nicole are witches.
No, the Nicole Kidman and Sandra Bullock movie was, I hate that I can't think of it right off the top of my head.
The Craft.
It was not The Craft. Practical Magic.
Oh, yeah. I don't think I've seen The Craft.
The Craft was with Robin Tunney. Robin Tunney? I don't remember. I don't know how to say her name. Nev Campbell, Fairuza Balk, and they're like three best friends, and Rachel True is in it. They're three best friends, and then Robin Tunney comes and moves to town, and she's a real witch. And they all have like really bad problems, and she like solves them with witchcraft, but it all goes badly when things go well. It's so good. It's
classic 90s,
cheesy. So Empire Records was Renee Zellweger, also Robin Tunney.
Oh.
And Liv Tyler.
Right.
It's like the last day of school or something, and then they all work at the record store, Empire Records, and it's being sold to like a conglomerate or something. But
that was a big theme back then. Like, that's the theme in You've Got Mail, too.
Yeah. It was a tough time in the 90s.
Have you seen They Came Together?
What was that one?
It's so good, and you need to watch it. It's Paul Rudd, Amy Poehler, Bill Hader, you know, like everyone, Chris Maloney. And it's just a satire of rom-coms.
Oh, okay. I'll have to 100% watch it. I never heard of it.
It's so funny. It's on Netflix or Hulu or something.
For free?
Yeah.
It made $82,000 at the box office.
Somehow no one saw it and no one liked it and no one heard of it.
But everybody's in it.
I'm getting the word out right now about a small Amy Poehler and Paul Rudd film.
Bill Hader, Ellie Kemper.
It's so good.
Colby Smulders.
Who's Colby Smulders?
She's married to Taryn Killam, which doesn't define a woman. She was Robin on How I Met Your Mother.
I never watched How I Met Your Mother.
It's pretty good. We were actively obsessed with these two movies, The Craft and Empire Records. And we were in Denny's, and this woman walked in and sat at the like Denny's food bar, and she ordered chicken fingers and French fries. And I was like, you guys, that's the girl from The Craft and Empire Records. And they were like, no way. And I was like, yes, it is. That is totally
Robin
her.
Tunney.
Robin Tunney was in the Denny's or Tunney. And so I walked up to her, and I, of course, could not remember her name, and there was no internet. And I was like, why are you here?
Did she answer?
Yeah, she was like, I'm filming a new Christian Slater movie, and I just went to see this hokey film. It was called First Wives Club, and so I didn't like it, and we left, and I was hungry, so I got dropped off here. She had these, like, ankle boots that she had them unzipped, And so I wore ankle boots unzipped for the rest of the year.
She's like Regina George.
She was.
I love celebrity run-ins.
I did bump into Mike Myers, the SNL actor, not the movie character serial killer.
Thank God.
Yeah. And I literally bumped into him like almost shoulder to shoulder. And I was like, oh. And then I was like, hi, Mike Myers. And he was like, hi. And then we just walked away.
Oh, my God. That's amazing. You wouldn't have gotten away that easy if it was the other Mike Myers.
No.
This isn't a celebrity run-in, but it's like a prized possession. Mm-hmm. Do you know a singer called Avril Lavigne?
Is that like a real question?
So I have...
Like, I was like post-college Avril Lavigne. Like, yes, I know. Like,
So her very first album... called Let Go, mm-hmm. like before she was famous. And remember, like, this was early internet.
Okay.
I have her album signed to Zach, my first fan in Miami.
Oh, like, what? Were you like the first in line to get it signed? Or
how? No, I discovered her.
I do love Avril Lavigne. I cannot wait for her. Do you know she's having a new song come out with Willow Smith?
No, I did not know that.
Big fans.
First fan.
First fan. Doesn't mean I have to be like forever fan.
Right. First fan in Miami.
No, all I know is that there was something I saw that was like Avril Lavigne and Willow Smith filming video for their new single.
Oh, that's awesome. I'm into it. I do love Avril. I think she's very talented. I think when she, you know, she's hit or miss for me. When she hits. When she misses big.
Yeah.
I think for me, I need to know whether or not she's in on the joke when she gets campy. Like, when she releases, like, stupid-sounding stuff, I just don't know if she's in on the joke.
Yeah, I'm with you. See, I always kind of chalk it up to, like, maybe there's just, like, a little... Canadian cheese to her, which is great.
I love a good Canadian cheese.
Me too.
Close your eyes. Take a deep breath in. Take a deep breath out. Take a deep breath, like half in, half out. Close your eyes. Are you picturing it?
Picturing what?
It's the end of a long, productive day.
Okay, yep, I got it.
There's nothing left to do except get a good night's sleep on the most comfortable sheets in the world.
The ones from all those other podcasts? We can't afford them.
Well, today's episode of My Favorite Burger is brought to you by Brooklinens. They're cheap, they're comfy, and they're eco-friendly.
So, like, getting Z's without spending G's?
Exactly. Plus, a percentage of all of their profits goes directly to charity. Savings code BURGER.
Wow, we can finally rest easy and cheap.
Sleep woke and don't go broke with Brooklinens. Savings code subject to change.
Credit number to speech
potentially imaginary and
may no longer
valid at time of listening. Well, I care about the environment a lot, but I just feel like the actions of, like, millions of non-billionaires won't do anything.
No.
But the actions of, like, 5 billionaires would do everything. You know, like, the people who could change it aren't doing anything about it.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know how this changes. Once plastic got in, introduced to our lives, there's just no taking it out again. And, like, I actually remember in elementary school, they did this whole thing. It was, like, Environmental Action Committee. And they literally replaced the trays and the real trays, the real, like, rewashable trays and the real reusable silverware with styrofoam trays and plastic sporks and knives and bags, plastic bags of milk.
Ew.
They were like pouches of milk, like Capri Suns of milk, and they were clear, so you could
see.
That's
so gross.
But they, and then the idea was that you would take this styrofoam tray, these plastic silverware, and this pouch of milk, and put them in their own recyclable places, and then that somehow was like made into like park benches and now the world is saved. It was so weird because it's actually the absolute opposite of what we needed. We needed to keep the reusable, yeah. rewashable stuff. And how do you ever right. reverse kindergartners doing that? And me as like an old lady adult now, I mean, like I can't change. I don't know how to change.
You're still drinking milk out of clear pouches.
I actually put milk into Ziploc bags. I zip them up and I add my own straw and I drink them out of bags because I can't.
And you just won't throw anything away unless there's like a properly shaped slot for it in a plastic bin.
Correct.
Like a game of fucking, well, remember Perfection? Do you remember that game?
Yes. I mean, what a terrible game for children. It's called Perfection.
But I think I liked those games. Like, I think I liked Perfection and Operation. Like,
oh, I hated Operation. Operation. What a terrible game. I have to remove bones from this guy's body. And then, like, if I touch the outside, I get electrocuted or he gets electrocuted. I don't know.
Everyone gets electrocuted. Also, I'm pretty sure scientifically just inaccurate, right? I'm pretty sure that's not a problem doctors have. Doc, how did the surgery go? Well, it was going perfectly fine, but then I accidentally touched him. So everyone was electrocuted and he didn't make it.
I did like Sorry. Sorry was a fun one.
Was that Trouble?
No. See, why were these names so mean? Sorry. Trouble.
Trouble.
I babysat so much as a kid. So, I mean, I had to have played something, which is so weird to me that I used to babysit so much. When I was like 15 years old, you had me take care of your children? Like, it's so weird to me. I was 15 when I babysat a 2 or 3 year old. I remember Rebe. I remember her name, Rebe.
I assume that's short for Re-Beatrice.
That is correct. Re-Beatrice. The parents would go out and get, like, you know, hammered at dinner. And then, like, the adult dad would, like, drive me home alone. And he'd be, like, drunk and, like, bringing me home and, like, giving me cash in a car. And I was like, thanks, bye.
So creepy.
Plus, I've also... Like, if you want to be a good, like, burglar, you should, like, get a friend who looks like a 15-year-old, get them to become the neighborhood babysitter, scope out the houses, and then you could be, like, a really successful robber.
That's so true. You heard it here first on My Favorite Burglar.
My parents live on, like, a dead-end block, but, like, bigger than a dead-end. It has, like, houses in the middle circle.
Like a cul-de-sac.
But sort of, like... There's houses in the middle, though, so...
Oh, like an island.
Kind of,
like
yeah.
A Rhode Island.
Yes.
Rhode Island.
Like a Rhode Island. I've been to, like, half the houses on their street. You know, they're lucky I'm a good girl.
Seriously.
Those kids used to make me watch Riverdance, like, every single time I babysat, so it's their fault.
Yeah, it's their fault you're a river dancer now.
That's it. All it was. It was Irish dancing. So they would like almost like link arms and like not move the top of their heads or bodies. And then their legs would just be like while flutes played.
It seems like you should only have to pay them half versus like dancers who move the upper portions of their body.
I agree.
Titanic was just taken down off of Netflix, I guess. And so my friends and I were reminiscing about how you had to change the VHS halfway through, like when you wanted to watch it at home.
My mom bought all of us, I don't know why, the double VHS of Titanic.
So like 12 VHSs.
Yeah.
Like imagine the shopping bag she came home with that
45
day.
Pounds of VHS.
She, like, bought out an entire Blockbuster.
It was a hot ticket item of 1998. It was the Cabbage Patch Kids of their day. Okay, so there is a movie called Big Business that my sister and I were obsessed with. So Big Business is starring Bette Midler and Lily Tomlin.
Ooh, love them.
I know. and they play twins separated at birth.
Oh my God. It Takes Two, Parent Trap. And what's this called?
Big Business.
Big Business.
And so they get separated at birth. So one rich New York City Lily Tomlin and one rich city Bette Midler become twins. And then one country bumpkin Lily Tomlin and one country bumpkin Bette Midler become twins. But like,
oh, fun.
And then they all meet because the Lily Tomlin family wants to buy back the town that the Bette Midler family bought so they could have the babies at that hospital.
Oh my God, it's such rich people problems. It's
so rich people problems. And they go to, they all, the whole movie takes place at the Plaza Hotel in New York City.
Love it. Wait, it's, that sounds so good. How have I never heard of that?
Because it's like the best movie nobody ever heard about.
Same with They Came Together. I feel like if Netflix knew that I loved Parent Trap and I loved It Takes Two, it should say, you might also like Big Business.
Right. Same. Instead, they're like, you'll like The Good Witch, which I did.
I never watched all of This Is Us, but I was very impressed with Mandy Moore's acting in it, like the episodes I did see. And now whenever I see a picture of Mandy Moore, I like to say, this is her.
But then if you called Mandy and you said, hi, may I speak to Mandy?
She'd be like, this is she. And I'd be like, this is us.
Are we ready for our favorite burgers?
I think we are. My favorite burger looks to be just about ready to come off the grill.
All right. Well, what's your favorite burger this week?
Okay. My favorite burger this week is Golden Vessel. Are you familiar?
No.
Okay. Mr. Vessel is an Australian electronic music producer and songwriter.
Okay.
I learned about him at the beginning of the pandemic, and mm-hmm. I just love his vocals, love his, like, chill, dancey music. It's, like, very fun. You can throw him on shuffle. Every song is really great of his. Like, I just throw him on shuffle. I don't even really know which songs of his I like. I just love all of his music. I think he's from Brisbane. He's, he gets lots of cool, like, electronic musicians together on his stuff. Like, I get the sense that a lot of his music is collaborations with other artists who I don't know. But yeah, Golden Vessel. Check him out on whatever streaming service you use. And I'm talking about him like he's a person. I'm pretty sure Golden Vessel is a person and not like a collection of artists, but I really am not sure. But it's great music.
Is he meant to be a mystery, or do you think you can like go see him at like a festival or something?
Are you asking if like I could have researched this burger before sharing
it? No.
No, yeah, it does look like he tours. I mean, I don't know now that we live in pandemia, but he does seem to be like an act that you could have gone and seen.
Fun.
What is your favorite burger this week?
So my favorite burger is a combination of just a good holiday season, getting to go back and actually do a holiday this year with my family. But my uncle sent me this little purse that was my grandmother's that we think she sewed in her own name, by the way.
Oh my God, that's so nice.
And it's when she was a little girl, because this is like where her wrist would go.
Yeah. It almost looks like a flower girl.
Oh, yeah, maybe. He found it, and he sent it to me in the mail. And I don't know. It's just so precious, and I love it so much. And it's just one of those things where it's really important that we all understand that, like, material items and gifts don't need to be expensive, and they don't need to be
totally
a totally huge brand-new car, which I will accept from anybody who offers it to me.
I think they will. They'll offer.
Thanks. Okay, good. But anyway, it's this little wristlet purse that's hand-beaded and from my grandmother, Jane. And I don't know. I thought it was just so sweet that he sent it to me.
I was going
to
say, it looks hand-beaded. It, for the listeners, yeah. Like it's very ornately beaded with like a floral design beaded into it. It's really pretty.
Yeah. The little wrist thing is so cute.
Oh, that's so nice that he found that and sent it to you.
Yeah, and so I talked to him the other day, and I just thanked him, and it was really sweet that he sent it to me. And
anyway. It is nice. It's those sentimental priceless gifts that make the most difference in your life. Like, that's why I cherish Avril's signed CD booklet, you know?
Yeah, totally.
It's like a hand-beaded heirloom. Well, I love your favorite burger, and I think that's going to do it for this week, guys. Thank you so much for tuning in. We hope to see you next week, or we hope you'll hear us next week. Talk to you later.
Bye.
Burger.
Wait, I never realized how close Adam Levine and Avril Levine are.
Are they still close these days?
They should be.